Yes, really interesting contemplation for tomorrow's race, Karen. Two of the championship top 10 drivers are not running. Chas Mostert running second in the championship, obviously injured on Friday, and James Courtney injured at Eastern Creek, ninth in the championship, and he's not driving. Last year's winners, Paul Morris, had retired freely from racing and had been brought in to partner Chas Mostert, and then, of course, Mostert's injured. So the two winners from last year, plus two of the top 10 in the championship, only two of the 13 race winners in the field, Karen, are in the top 10. It's been a really interesting time here. It's a very strung out meeting. This is the third day of four. But as you say, pole position to one of only two Ford Falcons in the top 10, and that's David Reynolds. He gets only his third pole position, and he's in... No, sorry. He's only ever had his best qualifying at Bathurst. He's had two pole positions during this season. His best qualifying at Bathurst previously was seventh grid position. He heads Scott McLaughlin, so it'll be Falcon and Volvo on the front row of the grid. Jason Bright and Lee Holsworth, two Commodores on the second row of the grid. James Moffat, Nissan Altima, and Shane Van Gisbergen, another of the Commodores, six of them in the top 10 on the third row. Fourth row, Scott Pye, the second of the Falcons, and another Commodore, and then two more Commodores at the end of it, Fabian Coulthard and Tim Slade. So the only two race winners in the top 10, Jason Bright starting from third grid position and Jamie Wincup starting from eighth. And the other story, of course, is where others got caught out in today's rescheduled qualifying session, and where it started raining about halfway through the session. It caught out Will Davison, the best of the Erebus Motorsport V8 Mercedes E63s. He's 11th fastest. Kiwi Andre Heimgartner, who incidentally is partner with Rene Gracie, and he'll start for Super Black Racing. 12th grid position, but then Mark Winterbottom leading the championship, starting from 14th grid position. Craig Lowndes, and they, of course, are previous winners of the race. Craig Lowndes, one row behind him, he's in 15th grid position. Then Todd Kelly, Jack Perkins, Michael Caruso, Rick Kelly, David Wall, he ran very well last year. Nick Percat, Garth Tander, three race wins here, starting from 22nd grid position. What a wretched time for Holden Racing Team, with James Courtney, their other lead driver, out and having to be replaced for this meeting, and indeed for Sander. Then Tim Blanchard, Aaron Russell, very much a father and son effort from Newcastle. He driving with his brother and their father, overlooking it all. Simona de Silvestro with Rene Gracie in 25th grid position. And on that row with them will be Ashley Walsh in the second of the Mercedes E63. So it's a really mixed up field, Karen. 26 cars, the same number to start as last year. Was going to be 27 until a car was destroyed and Mostert injured. But really interesting contemplation. Mind you, in 161 laps and with the big straights that we have here, starting from 6th, 10th, whatever grid position is not the greatest penalty in the world, remembering that Chas Mostert started rear of grid last year and came through to win in a race that had 11 different leaders and 23 changes of lead, and where David Reynolds actually led for a large part of the race. He led 45 laps of the race last year. Sorry, Shane Van Gisbergen did, and David Reynolds led 91 laps. So it's going to be interesting, and particularly too, we've got this weather changing all the time through today. Don't know how it'll be tomorrow.